This is TWiT.
So, we were excited when we learned that MAC addresses were going to be randomized by iOS 8 devices when they were not connected to a Wi-Fi network. So the which seemed like a fabulous idea. Before iOS 8, your phone or your pads that has Wi-Fi turned on, and you know, as you're roaming around, you're in stores and malls and so forth, it's always scanning, probing for networks that it may know. And traditionally, it's been giving out its MAC address. And the MAC address is supposed to be a globally unique 48-bit identifier, globally unique so because it has to be unique on a single Ethernet network. And since you never know which devices may also be on the network with you, and it has to be unique or you'll have a MAC address collision. And those of us who've ever played with Ethernet networks extensively know that that's not a good thing to have. So they make them all unique. Well, what this meant was that essentially you were a beacon as you walked among stores and in malls and movie theaters and so forth, basically broadcasting a token that represented you. So the idea that Apple was going to respond to this and make them random until you actually connected, first of all, that's a very clever hack. So the moment you hear about it, it's like, hey, that's very nice. Turns out, no. Based on some analysis performed by Dick Arnott at iMore.com, who took a much closer look at iOS 8's MAC randomization, it is almost never active. That is, only when the phone is in a deep sleep state, for whatever reason, is this in effect. And when the phone awakens out of deep sleep, even with the screen still dark to receive push email, then it's not randomizing the MAC. Anytime anything rouses it in any way, it returns to its fixed MAC. Now, I don't know why, because the hack that they originally described seems entirely feasible. So I hope they get some pressure to like make this better. Maybe they couldn't do it for architectural reasons. Maybe there was a glitch. Maybe someone was lazy and they didn't care enough to do it as well as they could have. I haven't looked at it closely enough to understand why. So my upset, I mean, it's like, my upset is that they told us something which is not true. And that's the one thing I don't want. It's like, it's fine if you're going to offer something that's weak but better than nothing, but don't advertise it as your MAC address is always random until you're connected. That's not factually true. And you know, Apple's on this big campaign now about them not collecting data and exactly, there's the page, and privacy is built in and rah-rah. And if you scroll that page down, I think to the second to the last item on the page, you'll see their statement. They said, when you're out running errands with your phone in your pocket, Wi-Fi hotspots have the ability to track your movements and behavior by scanning your Wi-Fi MAC address. A MAC address is a string of characters that uniquely identifies your device on a network. With iOS 8, we've introduced an innovative feature designed to protect your privacy by randomizing your device's MAC address when the device is passively scanning for Wi-Fi networks. Not true. Because your MAC address now changes when you're not connected to a network, not always true, it can't be used to persistently track you, not true. This is in line with Apple's industry-leading effort to do away with persistent identifiers and is unique to iOS devices. So my problem is that's a lie. That's a complete mischaracterization of a feature that they're touting. So they've got to fix this. Either tell us the truth or make it true.